In the meantime, When the Time Comes is the latest book by Artlow author Adele O'Neill. The crime novel follows the story of a murder. But is it suicide? Adele, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Thanks so much for having me back.
And thanks for coming in to us recently on a Friday when you shared your life's knowledge with us.
The panel show. I love the panel show, but it's lovely to be here to talk about the book too. Yes.
Indeed. And tell me just about yourself and how you came to writing. I know you mentioned it the last time, but how you came to writing and where you are now.
Okay. I suppose I'm writing for about 3 years. So I sort of only came to this profession 3 years ago. I found myself with a load of time on my hands in 2015. I've always loved books, always loved writing, always loved anything to do with literature. And so I suppose, like any other artist, you have an interest and you sort of harness that interest. And I just challenged myself one day and I said, I wonder, would I be able to write a book? And so I sat down and, you know, word came after word, paragraph came after paragraph, chapter after chapter. And lo and behold, the first book came out. That was Brothers and Sisters. And that was released in 2017. So that's how it all started for me, you know. So it was one of those organic type of arriving at a purpose in life rather than having had a dream all my life, which I didn't have to write. It would never have occurred to me growing up. It would never have occurred to me when I was going to college, even after college, that I could have been a writer. So it's one of those finding your voice in your 40s type of situations.
And did you always like sort of crime programs on the telly? Because you've got D.S. Louise Kennedy here now.
Yes.
You know, investigating things.
Yes.
So.
Well, actually, the first book wasn't crime at all, had no murders, had nothing sinister, dark, or anything that would have been deemed to be a little bit dangerous in it. It was very much a story of a family dynamic, which is sort of where my forte is. I love relationships.
Because this book is the same about
intricacies of family. Yes, I do like the emotional side of family dynamics, of relationships. I love exploring the consequences of the crime rather than the crime, if you get me. So it started off as that, and then I won a competition with one of the leading agents in the UK, and she said, look, this is lovely. It has the architecture of a fantastic story. And she even compared me at the time to Emma Hannigan, Lord Mercy on her. But at the time she said, that's all lovely, but it needs something more compelling. Could you kill somebody in it? And so my dark side just erupted. But also, I do remember reading a lot of fiction that my dad would have taken home from the library, or fiction books that he would have sent me to the library for. And they were all sort of crime novels. They were all military fiction. They all sort of spy, espionage type of thing. So I'd say I was subconsciously influenced by that. And then when this was suggested to me to sort of to go a little bit darker, to find something compelling, sort of a page-turner type thing, I suppose the benchmark in my head was, would this be good enough for Daddy? And if he'd read it, well, then it's going to pass muster. And that's how my criminal life emerged.
Right. And do you have fun writing criminality?
Yes, I do. I do. For me, though, I see it more as a catalyst to get the story, to test the characters. You know, I like to give them these moral dilemmas, and I like to give them impossible situations to sort of really put on their morals and how they would react to it.
Are they bad people?
No. See, this is the crux of it. I think I like my fiction to be relatable and realistic, you know, so it could be you or I, Declan, or it could be the teacher, or it could be the nurse, it could be the solicitor that lives down the road, but just ordinary life, people who live ordinary lives, but extraordinary things happen to them. And so if it happened to you or I, if you were reading the book, what I really, as a writer, want you to ask yourself is, what would I do in that situation?
So is this mitigating, is it? They're horrible crimes.
Yes, absolutely. So I have two characters, Kelly and Kennedy, Tony Kelly and Louise Kennedy. And they've got a gig in all three books so far. And they are sort of they drive the story. So Kelly has this sort of distinct distaste for authority, and he always does what's right, not necessarily what's expected. And I suppose that's sort of been my approach to life, you know. So many times systems fail so many people, but yet what is right for a person is not necessarily what is just, or what is going to pass muster with the justice system, you know. So Kelly has that edge about him where he always, finds redemption for the victim, and it may not be through the justice system is the sort of the approach. And I love that. I sort of like that approach to life. A little bit of a rebellious nature about me sometimes.
Right, but you've got sympathy then for the perpetrator.
No, not necessarily. Sympathy for his circumstances and everything that drove him to do that, and sympathy for the people who might want to defend him, and to look at their sort of emotional ties and how they are. You know, it's really what would you do for the ones you love? You know, how far would you go to protect the ones you love? So that's where the sympathy element would come in.
Right. Without giving anything away, you have to have the red herring.
Yes. There's a few little red herrings in this, and I'm hoping that it's going to be, because we're in a situation where my main character is Jennifer Buckley, and she was Captain Jennifer Buckley, actually. She's a pilot, and she met her husband, who was also a pilot, Liam Buckley. And so the Buckleys have it all. They've two teenage children. They have a lovely life, and things start to go wrong in their marriage. And soon after, Jennifer hears that Liam has been having an affair, and her husband Liam, and he moves out to live with the woman that he's been having the affair with. Shortly after that, Jenny is diagnosed with MND, motor neuron disease. And so what I'm trying to do there is to show the dynamics of the family and the commitments that everybody has in the family and the obligations and responsibilities. So shortly after that, it's decided that Liam would move back in for the sake of the kids. When right. he moves back in, one day afterwards, Jenny is dead. And so the question is now posed, was it suicide? Was it her plan all along, or was it murder? So that's where the tagline comes up.
Right, we have to leave that in the air.
Yeah, and that's where Kelly and Kennedy comes in. So they're the people, they're the drivers of the story and the investigators. And gradually, bit by bit, the complex web is unraveled. And, you know, there's very many possible outcomes, and only then. And so it quickly evolves into a courtroom drama, and then in the courtroom drama, we have flashbacks to the life, the few days that led up to Jenny's death, and then it's gradually revealed what actually happened.
So, right.
Yeah.
Very good. So there you are, sitting in Arklow, plotting and planning.
Yes, killing people off.
Killing people off and all that sort of stuff. So is it the life of an author? Is this, I mean, you've got life goes on parallel as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's interesting. It has dips and troughs like any sort of profession. You get very busy at times like this when you're on the promotional trail and you're writing articles for various different publications, and you get lovely invites to come up onto radio shows and hopefully talk well about your book so that people would be interested in reading it. And then you get asked to do lovely things. Like, I was just back in St. Mary's in Arklow, where I went to school, and now where both my daughters, Alana and Ava, go to school. And I was asked back by the English department there to speak to the sixth years, and I will then be doing another talk Wednesday coming to the fifth years. And then you get asked to loads of literary festivals, which is fantastic, because you get to meet with like-minded people who love maybe the genre that you write in or literature in general, and you get to discuss that right. at that level. So yeah, it can be very, very interesting.
Well, you're always welcome, Adele.
Thank you, Declan.
And the latest book from Adele O'Neill from Arklow, When the Time Comes, and it is a crime novel with relatable people in it from, circumstances they find in their family. Thank you very much indeed for coming in, Adele. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Declan.